Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Would you drink the water? The great exodus continues. How long will Fetterman even be senator? And a good Samaritan saves the day. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with a message of the day. But first, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance went to a creek near that train derailment in Ohio. He took a video of him dragging a stick along the bottom of the creek. And when he does, a bunch of chemicals rise to the surface. The governor says tests revealed no detection of contaminants in raw water from the five wells that feed into East Palestine's municipal water system. But J.D. Vance says, I think that if the EPA administrator wants to stand here and tell people that the tap water is safe, by all means, they should be willing to drink it. Would you drink it? The great California exodus continues from April 2020 to July 2022. The difference between the number of people moving into California versus moving out, 700,000 people moved out. New York was in second place, a loss of 556,000 people. But the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, who I believe will run for president, what's his message to the country going to be when people can't wait to get out of his state? More people are leaving than anywhere else. What's his pitch going to be to bring the California way to America? Newsom ran a TV ad in Florida last 4th of July, and he said, I urge all of you to you in Florida to join us in California where we still believe in freedom. And no one listened. The state that gained the most population, Florida, 797,000 people. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has checked himself into Walter Reed Hospital to receive treatment for clinical depression. The exploitation of this man for political gain was a sick display. But when he resigns, the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania will just name another Democrat to take his place for the rest of the six-year term. Great story out of Long Island. So a grandmother got out of her SUV and walked into a store. And then just a minute or so later, she ran out screaming frantically because someone stole her car and was driving away. That's a problem enough. But the bigger problem was her 14-month-old grandchild was in the back seat sleeping. That's when Bill Gorga, who happened to just be right there, said, get in. And he followed the carjacker and kidnapper in his Ford Ranger truck. He told grandma, don't worry, we're getting this guy. He was able to catch up and drove in front of the guy and braked fast. Grandma got out of the car to try to get the baby out. But then the guy drove away, now with grandma in the car. So now the guy had to take after them again with both of them in the car. He was able to drive the guy off the road. Police arrested him. Well done, Bill. Grandma and baby are safe. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As many of you know, I was at the Super Bowl, and Carrie Lake, who was recently defeated for the Arizona governor's job, attended as well. but she did not stand for the song Lift Every Voice and Sing. Written in 1900 by NAACP Chief James Weldon Johnson, the song is considered by some to be the Black national anthem, but it has not been designated that. It's just a song. Cheryl Lee Ralph performed it about 25 minutes before kickoff, and I did stand. Most in the crowd were also up, but not all. There is no protocol to stand during the song. It's an individual decision, just like America the Beautiful, which was sung after Miss Ralph left the field. Carrie Lake and some other conservatives believe there should be only one national anthem and that the Lift Up song is divisive. They are, of course, entitled to that opinion and should not be defamed as racist, as some progressives are doing. The usual vicious stuff is smeared all over the net. I see it this way. 70% of NFL players are African American, so the song is a signal of respect for them. Easy one for me. Respect, empathy, and context are important in a civil society. 10 minutes before the game started, country singer Chris Stapleton sang a terrific rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Everyone in the stadium stood. Respect for the country was on display. An important moment in a divided nation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Cindy, Biden and his administration are on China's payroll, so they can't fight back. Cindy, people believe what they want to believe, and I understand you have a right to believe what you want. If you have any information, though, that Joe Biden's on China's payroll, please, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. I need it. Forward it to me. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. As you and I both know, President Biden is a puppet of the far left, pushing socialism. People come to this country because of capitalism and opportunity to live their dream. Why would anyone continue to vote for a party that wants to destroy capitalism? Because they don't want to compete. People don't understand this. Millions of Americans don't want to go to work. They want to be given things. That's why. Russell Friedrich, Armstrong Creek, Wisconsin. Hey, Bill, I agree with Biden that the American public does not care about the Hunter Biden investigation. How am I supposed to get invested in this story when nothing ever happens? You got to care, Russell, if a sitting vice president is shown to be accepting money from his grifter son that comes from foreign nations. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but if that happened, you got to care. George Pivarnik, Las Vegas. Putin invaded Ukraine for no valid reason, the same as Hitler invaded Poland. Why is Russia still a member of the UN? Because you can't throw out a country unless the Security Council all votes to do it and China vetoes. China keeps Russia in. Jimmy Jones, New Braunfels, Texas, in the Hill Country. Can you explain the Disney theme parks and why they're crowded? Because the kids want to go. The kids want to go to Disney. That's why. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Since COVID hit 3 years ago, the federal government has spent more than $5 trillion to vanquish the contagion. Financial aid includes direct payments to families, small businesses, hospitals, first responders. But a significant amount of the money simply has disappeared. A report from Bloomberg claims hundreds of billions of dollars were siphoned off by fraud. Here are some examples of what criminologists are calling the scam of the century. The Paycheck Protection Program, better known as PPP. With nearly all businesses shut down, the government provided cash to cover employees' salaries. Economists believe 12% of all payments were phony. Total cost to the taxpayer, $120 billion stolen. The COVID unemployment relief program. Full benefits were given to the unemployed for more than 2 years. At least half went to organized crime and international criminals. Total loss, $200 billion. Then there's the COVID disaster relief fund. The feds picked up the tab for families dealing with financial emergencies caused by the contagion. That includes financial services, often equipment to work from home, buying a car. The amount stolen in that program, $80 billion. Finally, fake charities. The Biden administration has given out at least $900 million to fraudulent organizations. Most promise to disperse the money to senior citizens, but then keep it for themselves. In total, the federal government has given 30 million loans to individuals and businesses since April 2020. Economists believe up to 15% of those loans are bogus. To combat all the fraud, the White House created an independent task force to crack down. However, less than $1 billion has been recovered by the Fed so far. And here's something else you might not know. The COVID public health emergency will officially end on May 11th. But if you think that means the end of the scam of the century, you're wrong. The Biden administration will hand out another $600 billion in the next 3 months. Back after this.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.